Welcome to the first installment of my confessional series. This is a way for you to connect with me and learn more about your goddess. A few of you asked me some questions on my Patreon, and today I'll be answering them, in addition to giving you updates on what content I have planned for you. The first item of business I have is about sending me messages. I do read every message I receive, but I'm often slow at answering. Reddit comments and Night Flirt chat messages are the fastest way to get a response from me. The second and most important thing I wanted to discuss was about my use of AI. I got a comment on Reddit accusing me of being text-to-speech, which I found to be honestly quite funny, as this is a comment I get in real life too. I chose to take this person's comment constructively and will be attempting to remaster my audios so that they sound less electronic or tinny, and to go a bit easier on the editing so that I don't remove some of my natural voice sounds. I'll also add some more of my personality to my recordings so that you get a better taste of your goddess. For transparency purposes, I do use ChatGPT to edit portions of my scripts for clarity, and I have used text-to-speech in my Goddess AI series. That shouldn't be a surprise though, as that was the whole point of the series and I've tagged it accordingly. What you're hearing is in fact my real voice, and the content I make comes directly from my mind to your ears. I try to make a positive change in the world using my words. I recognize that not everyone has the privilege of having their voice heard, be it through violence, disenfranchisement, or other tragedies. So, in the month of March, a portion of my earnings will be dedicated to supporting a charity that empowers those without a voice. I haven't yet decided on a charity, but I will share with you what I choose once I do. Now, on to content updates. I've been writing two new hypnosis scripts this week. One for my sentinels that involves orgasm control and edging, and another one for non-sexual stress relief. I will also be working on translating my scripts into German. Now on to the Q&A portion of this episode. I got two questions and one very kind comment that I'll be addressing today. The first is from Kenneth the Dex, who asked, "When did you start on your journey on making erotic hypnosis files and BDSM?" What a great question. So I've been in the BDSM community for over a decade. I started on my erotic hypnosis journey as a creator almost 2 years ago. Before then, I'd been listening to erotic hypnosis files for years and had done vanilla hypnosis many times. My BDSM practice has always been about empowerment, healing, and self-love, and creating erotic hypnosis files allows me to do that on a bigger scale. The next question comes from Jack Nocturne, who asks, "Do you have any tips on becoming better at going very deep for you?" I really love that you want to go deeper for me. I believe almost every file that I've made has a looping file available with it. I recommend listening to the looping files as many times as you can stand it. I'm also hoping to make audios designed to be listened to in the background while you're going about your daily life. I also think that making a ritual out of listening to my audios could help. Perhaps you listen to one audio every evening while lying in bed or while taking a shower. Just give yourself some time each day to focus only on going deep for me. The final comment I got was from Society Slave, who said they wanted to thank me for being mindful of consent and caring about the well-being of those who would seek to enter my temple. Thank you for saying this. This really made me smile to read. All I want to do is make everyone feel a little bit better about themselves after listening to me. And consent is a big part of that process. I'm not here to take advantage of you or break you or anything like that. As your goddess, I only want to make you feel good and build you up. I'm here to make you the best version of yourself you can be, and I want you to feel fucking amazing in the process. So thank you all for your dedication to me. Please comment any questions you have for me below, and I'll answer them in next week's recording. I'll see you next time.